Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 10th of July, 2024. Happy Don't Step on a Bee Day. Hopefully something that goes without saying, and I'm not sure how you'd celebrate that one, but however you do it, as always, celebrate responsibly. Summer's rolling ahead full steam, and although it was a holiday weekend, there's plenty of stuff to talk about, and this week's theme is organizational culture, management, all that kind of stuff. So no dipping our toe in the water. Like my friend Chris says, we are going full send. So let's jump into some news together. First off, for those of you that don't keep up with the Brewers, here's an update from a guy that casually pays attention to them, goes to about one game a year, maybe watches another two, and doesn't listen to sports radio anymore. They are treading water right now at 6-6 in their past 12 games, but they're still four games ahead of second place in the division. Interestingly enough, for the first quarter of the season, the Cubs were in second place, and the Cardinals were playing horribly and were in last place. Well, things have returned to their historical trends. The Cubs organization has a history of not winning and are now in last place. The Cardinals organization, who has a history of being competitive, have surged into second place. Over the past decade, the Brewers have appeared to change the culture of their organization to being a good, consistently competitive franchise, but they'll have to stay sharp and scrappy to keep the four-game lead in the division that they have and to see this through to end up in first place at the end of the season. And by baseball standards, I have heard that they are considered a fun team to watch. In other news, talking about organizational culture, we transition to the Wisconsin penitentiary system. With four well-publicized inmate deaths over the past year and an inmate attack that killed a counselor at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison, the Assembly Committee on Corrections had what it called an informal meeting. They invited people to come and talk, families of some of the deceased inmates, former correction officers, prison experts, etc., to get an idea of exactly what is going on here and shine some light on what's been going on lately. I caught a few decent-sized chunks of the 5.5 hours of the hearing. It's quite simply just a poor-run outfit that has ongoing problems that have been there for years and years and have just progressively led the system to decay. Things have slowly gotten consistently worse, and hey, they've been understaffed, and in any situation where management is afraid to fire bad apples because staffing is already stretched thin, the work environment is going to get worse. People either leave or the culture becomes self-preservation and more about me than it is the team or the mission. And the problem keeps just feeding on itself and getting worse, which is, I think, what's exactly happened. You could start to get a system where consequences are inconsistent or non-existent, and you can set your own standards for what you're willing to do or willing to look the other way on. One person told a story where they kept bringing some pretty big concerns to supervisors and the warden and bringing them up, and things weren't getting any better, eventually, out of frustration, started contacting the governor's office and the director of the Department of Corrections. According to the story, it just got kicked back down with the directive for the warden to handle it, which was already not happening. Well, what's that probably going to do? Nothing, except make the warden feel like that guard made them look bad and go over their head. When it's like this, people are going to be really hesitant to trust that system. And, hey, if things start changing and improving and happening, those people are still not probably going to trust it and go along with it, because nobody potentially wants to stick their neck out because of what has happened over the past decade. So it's just the state of what's going on. Personally, I'd like to see what next year brings. A lot of times, there are a handful of topics that spring up and get a lot of attention during the course of the legislative session. Last session, childcare became a hot topic alongside the ongoing brush fires that are always there around taxes and PFAS and corrections and healthcare and energy. PFAS actually has turned into one of the ongoing hot topics, and rightfully so. And based on what's coming to light in the prison system, don't be surprised if corrections levels up and grabs just as many headlines over the next year or two. And finally, to end on a lighter note, here is something that I am shocked, and I'll say it again, shocked that this isn't getting more attention between just people talking or the media or whatever. In the assembly, we have plenty of contested races and primaries, but one that particularly interests me is the 88th Assembly District. This is up in the southern part of the greater Green Bay area, just kind of south-ish of the Fox River, covers part of Alloway and De Pere. It's a purple area with a slight lean to the right at a historical trend of about 52%. So it is pretty much a toss-up. So the Republicans in this race will have a very slight edge. But as Donald Trump has proven, name recognition helps when you're trying to win a competitive primary. Just ask Scott Walker. In this district, Kyle, however, I don't think either Republican candidate has an advantage when it comes to the people in the district casting their ballots in the August primary because, and I'm not making this up, these folks will be able to vote for either Phil Collins or Benjamin Franklin. That is so awesome. Those are the two that are in the primary. Pick between a lightning experiment by flying a kite or I can feel it coming in the air tonight. You know, really, I wish that could have been my bump music for this episode. In closing, I give you a quote from Ed Catmull, co-founder of Pixar Animation Studios and the former president of Walt Disney Animation Studios, who said, quote, "A hallmark of a healthy creative culture is that its people feel free to share ideas, opinions, and criticisms. Lack of candor, if unchecked, ultimately leads to a dysfunctional environment." Unquote. Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.